What has happened nationally is happening locally as well. Recent years have seen a resurgence in the use of heroin in response to growing addiction levels with less available and more expensive prescription drugs. That trend became a reality in Pitt County in recent years.
When people are not able to get those prescription pills that they've become abused to, unfortunately, sometimes they turn to street drugs, which would be heroin, for example, which can be cheaper and more accessible.
Melissa Larson, the grants administrator for the Pitt County Sheriff's Office. People addicted to expensive prescription drugs like oxycodone are now turning to heroin for its comparative availability and lower price. It's brought a marked rise in the number of investigated cases involving heroin.
We looked at it over a 10-year trend. At the beginning of that trend, we were having every year approximately 2 to 3 cases involving heroin. In the last 2 to 3 years, we're averaging every year about 30 cases involving heroin. Those are very alarming stats for us. It tells us the magnitude of the prescription pill problem.
It's prompted the Pitt County Sheriff's Office to equip its deputies with a tool that could save lives if they come upon a case of an opioid overdose.
Deputies are commonly first responders on the scene for this type of call. They're priority is to provide scene security for EMS. So if they are first on scene and they give the go-ahead for EMS that the scene is safe, deputies are already standing there. And if they witness someone in an overdose situation and they have the drug available, why not?
The drug available Melissa Larson is referring to is naloxone, which is now part of the standard equipment of Pitt County Sheriff's Office patrol cars. The deputies have undergone training to recognize signs and symptoms of opioid overdose and have the authority to administer naloxone in those cases. Deputies have had access to naloxone, also known as Narcan, which can counteract the effects of heroin and other opioids, for about 2 weeks now. The Pitt County Sheriff's Office is the first law enforcement agency in the state to make naloxone a standard accessory in their vehicles. Part of the impetus for making naloxone available is the range of territory that Pitt County emergency officials have to cover.
Being that we are in a rural community, EMS response time could be anywhere from 7 to 12 to 15 minutes. So you've got a deputy standing by waiting for EMS to get to the patient's side. So if he has Narcan as a tool in his tool belt, if you will, he can go ahead and deliver that Narcan to him. This is someone who's in respiratory distress. They're not getting enough oxygen. It's a dangerous situation for that patient. So we want to be able to help them if we can.
It's a low-risk treatment that deputies can provide. Melissa Larson says if a deputy misdiagnoses an unconscious person as overdosed on opioids and administers naloxone, it would have no effect on the person as, if it has no opioid receptors to block, it's just basically there. In more direct vernacular,
you can administer Narcan on me right now and it's not going to have any effect on me.
It's also, at least initially, a low-cost treatment that could prevent death.
So the Community Care Plan of Eastern Carolina actually provided all the Narcan kits. They gave us over 120 kits for our law enforcement officers, and it's only sworn law enforcement officers in our agency that will carry the Narcan. That includes patrol and SROs. And we devised a nice kit that has 2 vials of Narcan in it, and then it also has the nasal syringe and the adapter. As for cost, we speculate the entire cost of the kit is going to be under $25.
Larson speculates that when that runs out, purchasing individual doses would be in the $10 to $12 range. Training also wasn't too time intensive. Over 120 sheriff's office personnel spent about an hour viewing a video, going over the signs and symptoms of opioid overdose, then learning how to administer the nasal spray. Naloxone has been available to sheriff's deputies for about 2 weeks and so far hasn't been needed. But given spiraling upward numbers of heroin cases experienced in Pitt County in the last few years, it appears to be a tool that will be used all too often. Melissa Larson is the grants administrator for the Pitt County Sheriff's Office. I'm George Olson.